When so much of life is about the big moments, it's the details in the all-new 2022 Grand Wagoneer that make the small moments truly special. Take joy in American premium design and available technology, like the 23-speaker Macintosh Reference Entertainment System, and with seating for up to 8, no detail is overlooked, because it's the details that make every journey grand. The Grand Wagoneer. Grand adventures return. Wagoneer is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Flexible consulting solutions for a changing world. That's Protiviti. Results driven and committed to you. That's Protiviti. Global business consulting used by 70% of the Fortune 1000. That's Protiviti. Protiviti.com/shape.
Oh, hey, kiddo. How was the hill?
Educational.
Oh, learned a new trick?
Yeah, the trick to a happy, fulfilling life, maybe. I learned that mountain air unleashes my inner peace. And rip and pow, well, the whole crew's all, yoo, induces spontaneous joy.
Okay, that's nice.
The Icon Pass lets you do you at 50 destinations worldwide from $249 adult. Drop in for next winter now and save at IconPass.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Julie Sapper and Lisa Levin. Julie and Lisa are the hosts of the Run Farther and Faster podcast. The podcast is dedicated to the sport of running, as it features a wide range of interviews from doctors to athletes to weekend warriors. It also provides information to coaches and runners of all levels. We discuss the 2021 running of the Boston Marathon in the midst of COVID, also their opinion of what has made the Boston Marathon such a celebration. Race for decades. The city of Boston in the sport of track and field. Where does the Boston Marathon rank in terms of popularity in the Boston sports scene? We also talk about the 2022 Boston Marathon and so much more. Julie and Lisa are coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. Are they spicy? You betcha McNuggets. Now, buy one four-piece Spicy Chicken McNuggets and get a second four-piece for $1. Spicy Chicken McNuggets are breaded with tempura and spiced with aged cayenne seasoning. They pack a lot of heat, and they're back. For a limited time, wash them down with a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. Are they spicy? You betcha McNuggets. Now, buy one four-piece Spicy Chicken McNuggets and get a second four-piece for $1. Spicy Chicken McNuggets are breaded with tempura and spiced with aged cayenne seasoning. They pack a lot of heat, and they're back. For a limited time, wash them down with a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
If it's a tale worth telling, it happens at L'Auberge. Prepare for the trailblazing adventure of a lifetime. We're giving away two Kawasaki Terex KRX 1000s or a share of over $30,000 in free slot play. Earn your entries now and join us for the grand finale giveaway on Saturday, May 7th from 5 to 9 p.m. Let the good times roll. L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Must be 21 years or older to enter. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. Are they spicy? You betcha McNuggets. Now, buy one four-piece Spicy Chicken McNuggets and get a second four-piece for $1. Spicy Chicken McNuggets are breaded with tempura and spiced with aged cayenne seasoning. They pack a lot of heat, and they're back. For a limited time, wash them down with a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. Are they spicy? You betcha McNuggets. Now, buy one four-piece Spicy Chicken McNuggets and get a second four-piece for $1. Spicy Chicken McNuggets are breaded with tempura and spiced with aged cayenne seasoning. They pack a lot of heat, and they're back. For a limited time, wash them down with a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. Are they spicy? You betcha McNuggets. Now, buy one four-piece spicy chicken McNuggets and get a second four-piece for a dollar. Spicy chicken McNuggets are breaded with tempura and spiced with aged cayenne seasoning. They pack a lot of heat, and they're back for a limited time. Wash them down with a refreshing Dr. Pepper, only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. McDonald's spicy chicken McNuggets are back. Are they spicy? You betcha McNuggets. Now, buy one four-piece spicy chicken McNuggets and get a second four-piece for a dollar. Spicy chicken McNuggets are breaded with tempura and spiced with aged cayenne seasoning. They pack a lot of heat, and they're back for a limited time. Wash them down with a refreshing Dr. Pepper, only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. McDonald's spicy chicken McNuggets are back. Are they spicy? You betcha McNuggets. Now, buy one four-piece spicy chicken McNuggets and get a second four-piece for a dollar. Spicy chicken McNuggets are breaded with tempura and spiced with aged cayenne seasoning. They pack a lot of heat, and they're back for a limited time. Wash them down with a refreshing Dr. Pepper, only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport.
Oof, there goes another one. People have literally been falling for these floors all day here at LL Flooring's Dream Floor Event. That's the sound of up to 25% off. Over 300 styles.
Whoa!
They just found the style that will go perfectly with their cabinets. They just found the scratch-resistant and waterproof floors they've been dreaming of. Find the lowest prices of the season at LL Flooring's Dream Floor Event, now through April 12th. Welcome to Floor Love.
Are you okay, ma'am?
Oof, there goes another one. People have literally been falling for these floors all day here at LL Flooring's Dream Floor Event. That's the sound of up to 25% off. Over 300 styles.
Whoa!
They just found the style that will go perfectly with their cabinets. They just found the scratch-resistant and waterproof floors they've been dreaming of. Find the lowest prices of the season at LL Flooring's Dream Floor Event, now through April 12th. Welcome to Floor Love.
Are you okay, ma'am?
Oof. There goes another one. People have literally been falling for these floors all day here at LL Flooring's Dream Floor Event. That's the sound of up to 25% off. Over 300 styles.
Whoa!
They just found the style that will go perfectly with their cabinets. They just found the scratch-resistant and waterproof floors they've been dreaming of. Find the lowest prices of the season at LL Flooring's Dream Floor Event, now through April 12th. Welcome to Floor Love.
Are you okay, ma'am?
Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
McDonald's spicy chicken McNuggets are back. Are they spicy? You betcha McNuggets. Now, buy one four-piece spicy chicken McNuggets and get a second four-piece for a dollar. Spicy chicken McNuggets are breaded with tempura and spiced with aged cayenne seasoning. They pack a lot of heat, and they're back for a limited time. Wash them down with a refreshing Dr. Pepper, only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. McDonald's spicy chicken McNuggets are back. Are they spicy? You betcha McNuggets. Now, buy one four-piece spicy chicken McNuggets and get a second four-piece for a dollar. Spicy chicken McNuggets are breaded with tempura and spiced with aged cayenne seasoning. They pack a lot of heat, and they're back for a limited time. Wash them down with a refreshing Dr. Pepper, only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Kipyoge is obviously really fit and really strong right now. It's tough to throw in a surge and then get caught again and find the energy to throw in another surge. That's tough running and tough marathoning.
After 26.2 miles in her Abbott World Marathon major debut, we have another first-time winner, the 125th Boston Marathon champion is Diana Kipyoge of Kenya.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of NBC Sports, and that audio that you heard was Diana Kipyoge winning the 2021 Women's Boston Marathon. And to talk more about that race as well as this year's race and also where the race ranks in terms of popularity in the Boston sports scene and so much more, we want to welcome two ladies that are a part of a podcast called Run Farther and Faster, Julie Saffer and Lisa Levin. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So, Julie, I would like to start off with you. 2020, as we all know, was a year that changed for the lives of people forever, and that was when the pandemic had hit. But last year in 2021, the running of the Boston Marathon came back. The race came back, and I want to ask you, what was last year's race like in the midst of COVID, and what was the anticipation like for people looking forward to the race coming back?
Well, that's a great question. Usually, Boston, of course, is held in April. So what was particularly unusual about the return of Boston in 2021 is that it was held in October. So suddenly we found ourselves with the first ever Boston Marathon that was not on Patriots Day, and instead it was on Indigenous Peoples Day. And while that may seem like not such a big difference, it felt a little different to have a fall Boston Marathon, but the excitement was palpable. People were so grateful to return to something that's so celebratory and so quote-unquote normal. And the way that the marathon, the BAA, the Boston Athletic Association, handled all of the logistics to ensure that it was a safe, fun, and as normal as possible event was just so exciting and rewarding, and we both, Lisa and I, were so grateful to be part of that one and only historic event in October.
All right, Lisa, same question. Just what were your thoughts?
Yeah, it was not only was the timing in the year different, but obviously a lot of the protocols were different, and the race itself looked very different. The field size was reduced, I think, by about 10,000. So I think it was about 20,000 runners versus the 30,000 typically that run. And there was a rolling start, which is very different than other years. In typical years, there's an athlete's village where all the runners are bused out to Hopkinton, and everyone kind of hangs out in athlete's village, which is a big kind of the fields, athletic fields of the local middle school, and everyone kind of hangs out until your wave is called to the start, and so it's kind of a big process. You really usually sit around in an athlete's village for a couple of, well, not really sit around, but use the porta potties, eat your pre-race meal, do a little stretching, for a couple hours. And last year, due to COVID, the buses dropped you off at the start, and you went to the porta potties, and you went to the start line and just started whenever you're ready. So it was some protocols were different. The expo looked a lot different last year, again, due to COVID. It was very scaled down. It was really just packet pickup. So you went and you got your bib. And in typical years, expo is a huge event with hundreds and hundreds of vendors and run-specific exhibitors. And last year it was very minimal. The bulk of the presentations took place outside in an outside fan fest, which is actually wonderful. So both Julie and I agreed that although we were we weren't quite sure what to expect with the COVID protocols and a lot of the changes, it was actually sometimes when you get out of your normal routine, you are pleasantly surprised. And we had actually a really good experience at the fan fest outside. It was nice weather last year, so that worked out nicely. The rolling start was very convenient for most people. I think most runners agree that they really like the rolling start. Logistically, it's not possible to do that every year because they need more time to do that. And last year they were granted more time, but that doesn't happen every year. But it was actually a really, we agreed it was a really nice experience despite the changes that had to take place due to COVID.
Yeah, definitely. I just want to piggyback off of what Julie was saying just about how interesting it was, because the Boston Marathon normally is a race that's ran annually in April, but because of the COVID and with the protocols and whatnot, they wind up having it in the fall. So it was interesting. But nevertheless, I'm glad you ladies were able to enjoy the experience despite the changes with the return of the marathon last year. And the next question is, I'm going to start off with you, Lisa. In your opinion, what has made the Boston Marathon such a celebrated race for decades?
Wow, that's a great question. I think part of it is that it is really the only marathon that the entire field other than the charity runners have to qualify for. So some other marathons have qualifying standards where you can get a guaranteed entry if you qualify, like the New York City Marathon. But Boston has become, I think, the holy grail of marathons, because you have to qualify and you have to meet a certain standard, which is a pretty tough standard. So that anytime you make something, put a qualifying standard on something, I think it becomes sort of the holy grail of an event. But the other thing is the BAA. The BAA is the Boston Athletic Association, puts on just such a organized, amazing, logistically sound, logistically well-oiled machine event. And the city of Boston transforms into Marathon City. The residents of Boston, they line the streets. There are tens of thousands of volunteers that help, not only on race day, but leading up to race day. And so I think every runner that's run Boston will agree that there's something magical about being in Boston and experiencing the excitement of marathon weekend and a marathon Monday. So I think it would be a combination of, the prestige of getting into it and the organization of the BAA and how smoothly it runs and how much of a kind of everybody knows about the Boston Marathon, and then the residents of Boston, how welcoming they are and how they make it such an experience to run the marathon.
Awesome. Now, I want to ask you, you said that the Boston Marathon is the standard for qualifying. Are you referring to qualifying for the Olympics or maybe the World Championships?
No, to run the Boston Marathon as most of the runners, as an entrant, you have to have a finishing time in another certified marathon anywhere that meets your standard for your gender and your age group. So, for example, for 30-year-old woman, the standard is a 3:30. So you have to be able to run that time under that time in another marathon. You cannot just register for the Boston Marathon and run it. You have to have a qualifying time for your gender and age group. So, so again, it's kind of an exclusive. It's hard. It's not easy to get into the Boston Marathon. Again, there are charity runners who can run with a charity, and if they raise money, then they can get in that way. But the bulk of the runners must have a certain time in another marathon before they can even register for the Boston Marathon.
Okay. And Julie, same question. In your opinion, what has made the Boston Marathon such a celebrated race for decades?
I echo everything Lisa said. I really don't have much to add except that, yes, the city of Boston becomes the fan base for the marathon from the moment you arrive in Boston until the moment you leave. Even going through TSA, if you're wearing your Boston Marathon medal after finishing, they will congratulate you at the airport. It's really just a collectively supportive marathon. And other marathons have spirited fans, of course, like New York. But the difference between New York and Boston is that at New York, there's still plenty of other things going on at the city during marathon weekend. But in Boston, everyone has the day off on Patriots Day. The marathon is, of course, on a Monday. The whole city comes out to cheer people on, and the whole build-up to the marathon really makes it a collective celebration for all, whether running or supporting the runners.
That sounds like a very festive atmosphere. I want to stay with the qualifying or just with the races for a moment. Are there other races? So if people want to participate in the Boston Marathon in terms of, as far as the athletic side is concerned, can they run? Are there 5K races or half marathons that are available during the marathon weekend?
Sure. This is Julie. There is a BAA 5K that is held on Saturday morning, And in order to do that, you have to register in advance, and it sells out pretty quickly because, as you can imagine, there are many folks up in Boston to either support their runner, or maybe they wanted to run the marathon and they didn't qualify. So they want to do something else that's part of the weekend instead. But either way, it's a very popular event, and a lot of elite athletes actually go to Boston and are invited to run the 5K instead of the marathon. So it's also not just a participatory event for all runners, but it's a competitive event for professional and elite runners who want to go out there and compete at the shorter distance.
Awesome. Okay. And I want to ask you just about, you mentioned, I know, Julie, you mentioned it, and Lisa, you mentioned it as well, about how the city of Boston turns up on Marathon Monday on the Patriots Day, and everybody's off, and it's a festive atmosphere. And we know Boston is such a wonderful sports city with the Celtics and the Red Sox and the Bruins and, of course, the Patriots that are nearby in Foxborough. But, Julie, I would like to start off by asking you this question first. Where does the Boston Marathon rank in terms of popularity in the Boston sports scene?
It's huge, and part of the reason it's huge is because, number one, it's on a Monday, and what other sport is conducted on the same holiday every year regardless, and that would be, of course, also the Red Sox. So what coincides with the Boston Marathon on Marathon Monday and or Patriots Day is also a 1 o'clock Red Sox game. And while both are equally popular that day, I would say that the marathon is slightly more popular. And what's really cool is when you're running the marathon, which is usually at 1, fans will start posting the score on the sides of the road. The Red Sox are winning. And that's super fun, too. And you can, of course, as you're running the course, as you get closer to Red Sox to Red Sox Stadium, you're all of a sudden you are at Fenway and you kind of see it from afar. And you see the Citco sign, and it's just really exciting that both sports coincide. I would say overall, I don't think that there's a competition, but I would say on Marathon Monday and the weekend leading up to Marathon Monday, there is no question that it's all about the marathon.
All right, and Lisa, same question. Where does the marathon rank in terms of popularity in the Boston sports scene?
Well, I think that we can say that there are probably no other cities where a marathon, a running event, would kind of rank equally, or people would know about a running event as much as they know about their local baseball or basketball or football team, where they kind of think of it on the same playing field. So I think that's really notable. Every time I meet somebody from Boston, they always say, oh, you know, so one of my favorite times of year was the Boston Marathon, and my family would go out and watch it. So it was just like a, you know, another sporting event to them. So I don't think there's any other city that I can think of in the world where somebody that's local to the city would place a running event on kind of equal footing as their other, or equal popularity or familiarity with it as their kind of their major sports that we typically think of.
All right, I want to talk now about just briefly about the city of Boston and the sport of track and field. You have the Boston Marathon, and there's other track and field events that take place in the city. You have the Adidas Boost Boston Games. There's also the Greater Boston Track Club, and there's the New Balance Indoor Grand Prix. And then let's not talk about Boston without Ivy League schools. I mean, you have Harvard and Boston College and Northeastern and Tufts, and they've known to have had track and field programs that have been pretty good for years. Lisa, I'd like to start off with you. What is it about the city of Boston and the sport of track and field that make it such a great combination?
That's a great question. I think the collegiate presence in Boston, how many colleges there are, just how many universities and how many university runners there are, certainly starts that, kind of has that, it feeds that running community locally. But I also think that the BAA, the Boston Athletic Association, they are, extremely active and very organized in Boston, and they have so many events. They have the BAA Distance Medley, the BAA 5K, as Julie mentioned, the Invitational Mile, the BAA 10K. They have a Mayor's Cup Cross Country, the BAA Half Marathon, and obviously the Marathon. So their slate of events that they have are, as Julie mentioned, even the 5K that takes place during the marathon weekend attracts the top runners in not only the country but in the world. So I think that's true for all their events. So I think the combination of having a strong collegiate programs in the area, strong local running clubs I mean, anytime you go out in Boston, even when it's not marathon weekend, you'll find tons of running clubs and running groups, lots of easily runnable areas. And then having the Boston Athletic Association, the BAA, have such hallmark events throughout the year that attract runners from all around around the country and all around the globe. I think that all of those together contribute to making Boston really a place that, you know, people associate with running and just has a really strong running community.
All right, Julie, same question. What's the, in your opinion, what makes the relationship between the city of Boston and the sport of track and field so unique?
I think it's more pragmatic in that there is a saturation of colleges and universities in the city of Boston, and that, of course, brings basically a track and field program with each educational institution. So I do think that that does create a mecca of runners. I think the BAA enhances the presence of running in Boston, of course. And then there's a lot of two companies that are based in Boston and professional teams where if collegiate runners are interested in pursuing a professional running career, there are several teams that are based in Boston where they can try and do that right out of college. And so a runner-friendly city. If you go to Boston on a non-marathon weekend, it's just saturated with runners. And a lot of those runners are very competitive runners, not just casual runners. And so I think all of that combined makes Boston a very runner-friendly city and also a city that allows talented runners to really cultivate their talents.
Awesome. And now I want to talk now about this year's marathon, the 2022 Boston Marathon. And Julie, I want to start off with you. What's going to be significant or what's going to be the highlights for this year's marathon?
Well, Lisa and I agree on this completely. And the highlight is that this is the first Boston Marathon held on Patriots Day since 2019. And that is, of course, because it was canceled in 2020. And in 2021, as we mentioned, it was held in the fall. So everyone is just very excited to see the return of the Boston Marathon on its traditional day, that is Patriots Day. Another reason that Boston is going to be super exciting this year is that this year is the 50th anniversary of women being allowed to officially run the Boston Marathon. While women have been running the Boston Marathon before they were, quote-unquote, permitted to officially, 1972 was the first year where the Boston Athletic Association allowed women to enter the race officially. And as a result, the eight women who ran that year are being honored, and there's also an honorary team. And one of those women we interviewed on our podcast recently, Val Rogaszewski, she is from Minnesota, and Val ran that race in 1972, and Val is now at age 75. She's running the Boston Marathon this year to celebrate the 50th anniversary of her being allowed to enter the race officially. So that is super exciting. She's kicking off the race, but she, along with many other women, are being honored for the 50th anniversary and for being pioneers and trailblazers and allowing other women like Lisa and me to be able to run the marathon.
All right, Lisa, same question. What are we looking forward to in this year's marathon?
I completely agree with Julie. We're on the same page on this one. I think just returning to, quote, unquote, a normal Boston, everything is back to pre-COVID numbers, the runners, the number of runners allowed to run the race, the logistics, the athletes' village is back. So everything being kind of back to very close to what it was pre-COVID. And then celebrating, we've seen pictures already from Boston. The streets are already lined with banners of highlighting the women that have run the Boston Marathon, the original eight that ran, and the women who kind of, you know, made their names for themselves in the Boston Marathon. So that celebrating those 50 years of women running Boston is also going to be really special about this year.
You mentioned about this year's Boston Marathon being the 50th anniversary that it made it official that women were allowed to run in the marathon. Lisa, I'd like to start off with you. We've known that since that period of time, more women have been involved in the sport of running, whether it be in marathon running or sprinting or just any form of track and field. What do you say to a woman that would like to get more involved in the sport of running?
Running, and Julie and I will probably both agree on this, running is such a wonderful way. First of all, it's accessible to everybody. You don't have to be a fast runner. You don't have to have a certain pace or a speed or experience. You need a good pair of running shoes, and you can walk out your door and go at your own pace. You're only measuring against yourself. I think that's wonderful. And for so many women, Julie and I coach a lot of women runners and, you know, obviously run with a lot of women runners. For so many of us, it's such, it's a really big confidence boost. It is an opportunity to do something for ourselves. You know, a lot of us are moms and we work and we have a lot of other roles in our lives, but our running is something that we do for ourselves and builds our confidence. It builds our community of runners. So the advice I would have for any woman out there who's, you know, thinking about trying running is it's never too late. We've worked with runners who are in their 60s and their 70s who are starting to run. There are women who've never, you know, taken a step off the couch before, who've never done anything athletic. Both Julie and I were not athletes. We were not involved in typical, you know, sports at all. We considered ourselves both very unathletic and you know, unsporty. So all sorts of people and bodies and paces can run. And that, I think, is, you know, all it takes, again, is the right pair of shoes and the right approach, which is a gradual approach, and anybody can get out there and run.
All right, Julie, same question. How do you get more women to be involved in the sport of running?
I think the best way to get more women involved in the sport of running is representation. And the more different diverse women, body type, skin color, religious, faith, and geographically where they live, any kind of representation where somebody can look at a runner and say, hey, she's like me, that is the best way to get more women running. Sometimes we do notice that there are certain spaces in running, particularly the marathon, that aren't as diverse as they should be. And really the only way to generate more diversity and encourage more people to try a marathon, for example, is for people to be able to connect with those who are already doing it and to be able to see, hey, if she can do it, I can do it too.
Awesome. And ladies, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell the listeners out there about the podcast, Run Farther and Faster.
Sure. We have our names are Julie Sapper and Lisa Levin, and we own the company Run Farther and Faster. We are running coaches. We've been coaching for the past 12 years, and we coach runners of all levels and distances. We also have a podcast under the same name, Run Farther and Faster. But really anyone, whether running Boston or not, will get something out of our podcast because it's about all things running and helping listeners become the best runner that they can be.
Great. And tell the listeners where they can find Run Farther and Faster on social media, as well as where they can find you, Julie, where they can find you, Lisa, on social media and any websites. You can promote that as well.
Yes, we can be found. Our website, www.runfartherandfaster.com. We're also on Instagram and Facebook under the name Run Farther and Faster and Twitter. And you can just shoot us an email at julieandlisa@runfartherandfaster.com. And we take runners all over the country. We do virtual coaching, and we use a platform called Final Surge. So it's very easy to work with runners all over the country, regardless of where you live. And, again, regardless of any runner's level or goal, we work with runners of all levels and goal distances. So that's how you reach us. But thank you so much, Ed, for the opportunity to come on your show. We really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, Julie and Lisa, as well, for joining on the program. And you heard it from them, Julie Sapper and Lisa Levin. They are the host of the Run Farther and Faster podcast. This is the podcast that gives you full content on running and give you tips that you need to know how to make your running game better. Ladies, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome.
Bye.
We'll be back with more. Bye. Thank you again. We'll be back with more right after this.
Kipyoge is obviously really fit and really strong right now. It's tough to throw in a surge and then get caught again and find the energy to throw in another surge. That's tough running and tough marathoning.
After 26.2 miles in her Abbott World Marathon major debut, we have another first-time winner, the 125th Boston Marathon champion is Diana Kipyoge of Kenya.
McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. Are they spicy? You betcha McNuggets. Now, buy one four-piece Spicy Chicken McNuggets and get a second four-piece for $1. Spicy Chicken McNuggets are breaded with tempura and spiced with aged cayenne seasoning. They pack a lot of heat, and they're back for a limited time. Wash them down with a refreshing Dr. Pepper, only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. Are they spicy? You betcha McNuggets. Now, buy one four-piece Spicy Chicken McNuggets and get a second four-piece for $1. Spicy Chicken McNuggets are breaded with tempura and spiced with aged cayenne seasoning. They pack a lot of heat, and they're back for a limited time. Wash them down with a refreshing Dr. Pepper, only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Andre LeBlanc was born and raised in Shreveport. Andre is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Andre LeBlanc was born and raised in Shreveport. Andre is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
I might lean back with my feet on the desk to look calm, but in my head I'm wondering, how do I deal with the business side of my new sneaker business?
Hey, it's me, your voice of reason, telling you to get QuickBooks.
Something's telling me I should get QuickBooks.
So you can get paid, run payroll, and know where your business stands from the start.
So I can get paid, run payroll, and know where my business stands from the start.
Now focus on your anniversary, which is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
New business, no problem. Success starts with Intuit QuickBooks. QuickBooks payroll, QuickBooks payments, and QuickBooks online account required.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport.
Oof, there goes another one. People have literally been falling for these floors all day here at LL Flooring's Dream Floor Event. That's the sound of up to 25% off. Over 300 styles.
Whoa!
They just found the style that will go perfectly with their cabinets. They just found the scratch-resistant and waterproof floors they've been dreaming of. Find the lowest prices of the season at LL Flooring's Dream Floor Event, now through April 12th. Welcome to Floor Love.
Are you okay, ma'am?
¿Con Prime recibes bombillas en un día? Edison estaría orgulloso.
Orgullosísimo.
Recibe rápido los esenciales diarios. Prime lo cambia todo.
I offer free samples to look cool on the outside, but here on the inside, I'm stressing over payroll for my new kombucha brewery.
Heyo, your voice of reason popping in to say that with QuickBooks, you can run payroll in as little as 5 minutes.
Did you say 5 minutes?
Sure did. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a train of thought to catch.
Wait, before you go.
Yes?
Tips on getting paid?
With QuickBooks, you can send your first invoice in 3 easy steps.
Now that's peace of mind.
New business, no problem. Success starts with Intuit QuickBooks. 5-minute time period based on medium time spent by payroll users. Profile must be set up prior to sending an invoice.
If it's a tale worth telling, it happens at L'Auberge. Prepare for the trailblazing adventure of a lifetime. We're giving away 2 Kawasaki Terex KRX 1000s or a share of over $30,000 in free slot play. Earn your entries now and join us for the grand finale giveaway on Saturday, May 7th from 5 to 9 p.m. Let the good times roll. L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Must be 21 years or older to enter. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. Are they spicy? You betcha McNuggets. Now, buy one four-piece Spicy Chicken McNuggets and get a second four-piece for $1. Spicy Chicken McNuggets are breaded with tempura and spiced with aged cayenne seasoning. They pack a lot of heat, and they're back for a limited time. Wash them down with a refreshing Dr. Pepper, only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. Are they spicy? You betcha McNuggets. Now, buy one four-piece Spicy Chicken McNuggets and get a second four-piece for $1. Spicy Chicken McNuggets are breaded with tempura and spiced with aged cayenne seasoning. They pack a lot of heat, and they're back for a limited time. Wash them down with a refreshing Dr. Pepper, only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. Are they spicy? You betcha McNuggets. Now, buy one four-piece Spicy Chicken McNuggets and get a second four-piece for $1. Spicy Chicken McNuggets are breaded with tempura and spiced with aged cayenne seasoning. They pack a lot of heat, and they're back for a limited time. Wash them down with a refreshing Dr. Pepper, only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Julie Sapper and Lisa Levin, the host of the Run Farther and Faster podcast. Check them out on the internet. Check them out on social media. Also, the website is runfartherandfaster.com, as they give you great interviews from doctors to athletes to weekend warriors, and also giving you great information to coaches and runners of all levels. So check out their great show dedicated to the sport of running. And until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. Are they spicy? You betcha McNuggets. Now, buy one four-piece Spicy Chicken McNuggets and get a second four-piece for $1. Spicy Chicken McNuggets are breaded with tempura and spiced with aged cayenne seasoning. They pack a lot of heat, and they're back for a limited time. Wash them down with a refreshing Dr. Pepper, only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. Are they spicy? You betcha McNuggets. Now, buy one four-piece Spicy Chicken McNuggets and get a second four-piece for $1. Spicy Chicken McNuggets are breaded with tempura and spiced with aged cayenne seasoning. They pack a lot of heat, and they're back for a limited time. Wash them down with a refreshing Dr. Pepper, only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. Are they spicy? You betcha McNuggets. Now, buy one four-piece Spicy Chicken McNuggets and get a second four-piece for $1. Spicy Chicken McNuggets are breaded with tempura and spiced with aged cayenne seasoning. They pack a lot of heat, and they're back for a limited time. Wash them down with a refreshing Dr. Pepper, only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. Are they spicy? You betcha McNuggets. Now, buy one four-piece Spicy Chicken McNuggets and get a second four-piece for $1. Spicy Chicken McNuggets are breaded with tempura and spiced with aged cayenne seasoning. They pack a lot of heat, and they're back for a limited time. Wash them down with a refreshing Dr. Pepper, only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
What's the big deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can...
Mix and match two or more. $5.99 each at Domino's.
Two-item minimum. Pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.